The devil dressed? Oh, he was in his Sunday best. His coat was red and his breeches were blue, and there was a hole where his tail came through.
Well, really, you better come in.
You know, Vicky, the strangest things come back to me at Tom.
Well, if anybody heard the president of Ivy College talking about a hole in his house where his tail came through.
Well, it was only figurative. There's no one eavesdropping.
Oh, yes, there is. And someone with very big ears, too.
Hello, Fritz, old boy.
Good afternoon, Fritz. Do you suppose he's heard he's got a chocolate cake for tea this afternoon?
And I'll bet he'll come running on all 34s.
He's a very social fellow, is Fritz.
Oh, he's a fraternity man. He moves along fraternity row from Alpha to Omega. Belongs to all of them.
He all thinks they all belong to him. And the better the cook, the longer he stays.
Why don't you go round to the back, Fritz? Stand a much better chance of being served. Go back at Alice. Go on.
If you want the opinion of a real amateur, Mrs. Hall, this is good tea.
The way my wife makes tea should cement British-American relations for years to come.
Yeah, the way I make coffee should dissolve the cement overnight.
We missed you during vacation.
We all did.
Well, good. I dearly love you, Miss. Yeah, well, thank you for the postcards. Especially the one from Grant's tomb, signed Ulysses. Was that you?
I'm afraid I have to take the blame for that.
I thought.
And who sent the one from the battery that said we get a real charge out of this?
Want some more sandwiches, Miss Hall? No, thank you. I actually seem to have plenty. I would like some more hot water and a few more of those delicious bread. Sandwiches. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave, Mrs. Hall. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I too. Thank you for asking.
Wait a minute. You chaps didn't let these charmers get away. Nobody's going to walk them back to the sorority house.
Well, gallantry isn't completely dead. Perhaps I can see them home.
Well, the only trouble is, there's something we've got to discuss with Dr. Hall that's pretty important.
Well, I don't know what's been more important than walking these important prickies home. But still, shall I get their telephone number for you?
I-8260.
Oh!
Well, I rather suspected that something important might be coming up. Especially since I find myself facing Fritz Latitore, president of the fraternity organizations, Steve Henry, the editor of the Ivy News, and Michael Torrance, president of the student body. Coincidence or caucus?
Caucus.
I see. Well, since registration starts tomorrow, I think I can guess the subject. The need for more teachers and smaller classes.
Right. That's right, sir. We feel there'd be a lot more interest on both sides of the desk if the groups were smaller. It's getting so you have to make an appointment to ask your question.
What's the use of knowing the answers if you don't have room to raise your hand?
I know. There's not enough opportunity for personal contact between instructor and student in overcrowded classrooms. However, yes, that unfortunate verbal harbinger of rejection, however, more and smaller classes mean more teachers, and more teachers add up to additional expenditures. And, as you know, I am not the custodian of the Ivy Money Belt. That is worn collectively by the Board of Governors.
Mr. Wellman, Chairman.
We're good. End of caucus. Move, we adjourn.
No, let's not surrender before the battle is joined. It's worth fighting for.
Then you will give it a try, sir?
I certainly will.
You'll talk to Mr. Wellman?
I shall listen to Mr. Wellman. Progressive thinking, Dr. Hall. Very progressive thinking. And if there is anything I admire, it is progressive thinking. However, that harbinger again.
Nothing would... I beg your pardon?
That's all right, Mr. Wellman. You were howevering.
Ah, yes.
Nothing would please me more than to be lavish at this moment. I can almost hear myself saying, "Hire away, Dr. Hall, and plot some new professors." But then another voice of mine cautions from the side, "Watch it, Melman, watch it."
Who's winning?
The conservative, Mr. Melman.
Yeah, I was afraid he would.
Costs, Dr. Hall. Costs are rising, grants are falling, expenses mount, endowments sag. The building program lags behind. The adventures must be met.
Investments must be re-examined. Why, we'll be lucky if we get through the year without an additional loan program.
Why, Dr. Hall, such understanding.
We should be looking for cuts. Not ways to spend.
My very word. And I have a few ideas right here.
Yes, I'll bet you have. But as for smaller classes and more teachers, I take it the answer is no.
Dr. Hall, it would be arbitrary for me just to say no. I'll take the matter under advisement.
Yes, that's not only no, Mr. Wellman, that's no under a long-term arrangement. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Mrs. Hall.
I'm afraid I struck out, boys. Mr. Wellman threw me nothing but fastballs with a rise on them, a rise in cuts.
Gee, that's too bad, sir. He didn't go for it all, huh?
I was lucky to come out with the same salary.
Perhaps we should approach him as a student for me.
Don't do it. He's liable to borrow money from you.
That's it.
Well, I don't think we should let it ride, though, do you, Doctor? I mean, the enrollment this semester will probably double.
So the classes get larger and the problem gets no smaller.
What do we do now?
Well, I might get in a little propaganda with the other board members. A touch of geniosity adds spice to a life of rectitude.
Adds something to the dictionary, too. Well, don't give up hope, boys. You'll think of something.
Well, I hope so, Miss Hall.
Goodbye.
Bye, Doctor.
Bye.
Come on, Pip. We got plotting to do. Well, I guess you're right. We can't register little Abner. I know what you're afraid of. His IQ.
No matter who we register, the classes are so crowded the teachers don't know one student from the next.
Some of the lecture classes don't even bother to take attendance.
Yeah, but whoever we register can't even show at the classes. He's got to be invisible.
You got it, boy. You hit it right on the nose. How about an invisible man?
No, no, it's no good. You can't prove something with nothing. Besides, when it comes time for a showdown, what have you got to show?
Do you think we can get away with the enrollment?
Listen, there's so much confusion and paperwork at the registrar's office, you can enroll your own grandmother.
Wes!
No, grandmother's had enough of school.
I got it. We'll have a student from outer space. A Martian.
No, it's no good. That antenna growing out of his head might cause talk.
Oh, let's forget the whole idea. It's a doll.
Boy, you said it. We are now barking up the right tree.
Yep, Canis Minor.
F. Canis Minor, freshman.
Now look, your courses have to overlap our own for attendance and examinations. Now, who's good at English Lit?
Yeah, he'll just love Shakespeare.
I seem to be pretty well beamed in on anthropology. I think the study of man would interest him.
And advanced botany. He can write a great thesis on reforestation.
Check. Hey, I think I'll sign him up for a course that's a snap for me. Paleontology. He'll just love those old bones.
What do you got there? List of the new students?
Yes, dear. Henry Lennox, John Loring. You know, it'll be impossible to think all of them, but we should invite some of them over.
Oh, of course.
William Messenger, F. Canis Minor, Lawrence Montaigne, F. Canis Minor.
What about him?
Vicky, what's the name of the dog star?
Lassie.
No, dear, the dog star.
Oh, Winterton.
I mean the constellation.
Oh, John, listen here, an aeroplane, all the dog stars travel first class.
No, constellations, dear. Canis Major, the great dog, Canis Minor, the little dog.
What little dog?
Canis Minor.
Is that the one we're asking over?
Vicky. F. Canis Minor. F, I am sure, stands for Fritz.
Oh, since I can hear him, he always comes anyway.
Okay, don't you get it? The boys have registered a dog.
Lassie?
I refuse to go through that again. Not Lassie, not Rin-Tin-Tin, F. Canis Minor. Which, broken down, my dear, means Fritz, little dog. And he's registered here at Ivy.
As a student?
As a student.
When will Lassie and Rin-Tin-Tin hear about this?
For some weeks now, a most unusual student has been a matriculant at Ivy College and doing rather well. Having failed in their campaign for smaller classes and more teachers, a coalition of conspirators has enrolled the campus dog, Fritz, under the rather distinguished name of F. Canis Minor, hoping to demonstrate by the stunt just how congested Ivy classes are. Only Dr. Hall, the president of Ivy, and his wife Victoria seem to be in on the secret. Unknown to the students, they broke the code. Canis Minor is the constellation little dog.
Good morning, Mr. Minor. How wags the world with our scholar with a collar? Have you got any bones to pick with the president this morning? Have you heard the one about the very rich flea that bought a dog? For his first class, I should imagine.
Hey, Fritz!
Lee!
Sorry, that guy is Minor!
He don't want to play. Look, he's taking his notes to class.
Hey, Sam.
I told you he'd love paleontology. And you should see the great paper I wrote for him.
Look at his English lit. Fritz doesn't spark to Shakespeare.
Well, that's why I try him on Bacon.
That's a great idea. Professor Kutchenk is a complete Baconian. Every time you mention the name of Shakespeare, he sneers. He's convinced that Bacon wrote it all.
So why not give that Canis Minor a little statue with Cruikshank, with a little side order of Bacon?
Right. And the paper will be titled Alias William Shakespeare by F. Canis Minor.
That's good for me.
A very crisp idea.
It's amazing, Vicky. These reports on F. Canis Minor. Remarkable.
I can see him now at graduation in his cap and leash.
Oh, I don't think the boys intend to go that far. But the fact is, I have a feeling that their plan is somewhat directionless. That's why I've been skiing.
Good for you, Mac.
Mac?
Machiavelli.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, every time I make a suggestion to Mr. Wellman, it always comes back later as his idea.
Never fails. As they say on the crime shows, he just changes the names to protect the innocent.
So, I planted the thought with Mr. Wellman that we should institute a Student of the Month award. And immediately made it palatable to him by explaining that it wouldn't cost any money.
He buys the idea and he might, because it wouldn't cost him anything. Then the trick would be to get F. Canis Minor. Oh!
You're completely with it, Vicky.
Yes. And it is a good thing we're both law-abiding, or they might have to get new padlocks on for the law.
Yes, and speaking of gold, we must give F. Canis Minor a little added glitter. Perhaps he should be a contributor to the student newspaper.
Oh, I very much doubt if he can write.
Well, where's the typewriter?
I don't think he can type either.
Vicky, you and I are going to collaborate on some observations by Mr. Minor.
Won't the boys be a bit suspicious when they get our manuscripts?
Oh, no, they'll each think the other did it. Now, the title.
How about A Little Doggerel by F. Canis Minor?
Not bad. Some recent researches at Ivy. Yes, by President William T. Hall.
Have shown that the teachers and students, under the present conditions, can barely get acquainted at all.
That's very good, if we can cut 2 minutes out of that. Now, there, I think that will do very nicely.
Now, read the whole thing.
Some recent researches at Ivy by President William T. Hall have shown that the teachers and students are hardly acquainted at all. And it's incontrovertibly proven by faculty members and deans that you cannot reach Astra per Ardua when packed like a can of sardines. It's hard to decipher the notes from your cribs with your elbows embedded in somebody's ribs. Try scanning a verse in iambic pentameter crowded by lugs of Homeric diameter. Throw out the teachers, fill up the forms, and you'll lower the average, pull down the norms. But add to the faculty, thin out the horde, is F. Canis Minor's advice to the board.
That's wonderful. I'm putting a sign on your door. The Edgar guest room.
This new article by F. Canis is terrific. Yeah, I just read it. Who wrote it? Not you?
No. Probably Steve did.
Hey, there you are.
Great article, Steve.
Yeah, I thought so. Who wrote it? You, Mike?
No, I thought you.
Well, then who?
Say, you don't suppose...
I couldn't be.
What did he mean by that?
Listen, we've got another problem anyway. F. Canis Minor has been invited to tea at Dr. Hall's.
Oh, no. That's no problem. All we got to do is to go and make excuses for him, that's all. You don't suppose Dr. Hall and his wife suspect anything, do you?
No.
Of course, it's articles that scare me.
Don't get in too many of those, Vicky. I want him hungry enough to stay around for a while.
Poor Fritzy does feel ashamed to make a scholar out of him.
Do you think his ears will hold a pair of glasses?
We might try him on bifocals. Then he can bury a bone and look for the dog catcher at the same time. I wonder what kind of a dog he is. I mean, what particular breed?
Oh, I don't think his breed or his forebears were particularly... particular. In a dog show, he'd probably win a ribbon as best of all breeds because he almost is. You know, Vicky, if this rather ridiculous project weren't in such a worthy cause, I'd feel a little uncomfortable about it.
Well, you needn't. If you can prove to them we're overcrowded and understaffed, it'll be well worthwhile.
Well, I hope that the joke doesn't get out of hand. Or should I say, out of paw.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Hall, about F. Canis not being able to make it, but he was tied up.
Tied up? You hear that, Victoria? Yeah. Canis was tied up.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, yes, sister. It's just that he's so busy.
Trying to keep his work up to scratch, I imagine.
We look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, he must be a pet. And we've enjoyed his articles in the school paper so much. Haven't you?
We've been talking about it all day.
Amazing.
Yeah. Am I interrupting anything? The door was open. I let myself in.
Oh, excuse me, boys.
Why, Mr. Wellman.
Most urgent, most urgent. Glad I found you home, Dr. Hall. I'm here regarding the Student of the Month Award.
Oh, yes, a great idea of yours.
I'm holding a press conference tomorrow morning. Reporters, photographers, publicity, Dr. Hall. Loads of publicity. And that means endowments. And endowments mean money. Lots of money.
Good. Can't make a big change with a small change.
Exactly, Dr. Hall. Well, have to run along now. Tell the Board of Governors.
Oh, but Mr. Wellman, you haven't told us the main thing. Who is going to be the Student of the Month?
Oh, well, old campus is talking about him. Now, that's Canis Minor fella. Ah, fine name, good family background, and excellent grades. And those articles, Dr. Hall. Have you read those articles?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, brilliant articles. Yes, but are you sure that Mr. Minor is worthy of the award?
Certainly is. Have him in my office first thing tomorrow morning. Oh, I'll expect all of you. Oh, big ceremony speeches. Fine fellow. Credit to Ike. Well, goodbye.
Student of the Month. Well, that's quite an idea.
Yes, sir, but you see...
Now, this will give you quite a chance to do something in the Ivy News, Steve. Tie up the Student of the Month with your campaign for smaller classes and more teachers. With a large photo of F. Canis Minor, you know, pipe and slippers, book in hand, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm afraid we can't. And it's up to you boys to see if he makes a good appearance at the meeting. You know, make him wear a necktie.
Yes, and comb his hair, or is it cut short?
Well,
you know, in the current prison style, which makes you all look like men of conviction.
His hair is pretty long, sir, but you see, before...
Maybe you better see that he's prepared with a little speech, too. Some sort of acknowledgement, you know, brief, but graceful.
Wait a minute. Well, hold the phone. Look, Dr. Hall, well, I'm afraid that... Well, we have a confession to make.
Really? What about?
F. Canis Minor.
Yeah. Bad boys. I think I know what you wanted to tell me, but you see, Mr. Minor arrived early, and we've been talking things over.
Have you been using the typewriter again? He never changes the ribbon.
Oh, no. Dr. Hall, you mean to tell me that you and Mrs. Hall have been writing those articles?
Yes, Steve. We are the ghostwriters for the skeleton in your closet.
Dr.
Hall, glad you're here. It's a big day for Ivy. Yeah, well, Mr. Wellman, I'm afraid we have something to tell you.
Later, Dr. Hall. At this moment, I have nothing on my mind except Ed Taylor's minor, and he's late.
Oh, he's waiting for you in the outer office.
In the outer office? What's he doing out there? I want him in here.
Well, perhaps that's just as well. After all, explanations are always simpler when illustrated. Victoria, will you ask Mr. Minor to step in?
I'd be delighted to. Come in, boys.
Mrs. Hall, this is no dog show that's going on here today.
Well, it may be more of a dog show than you think.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
Mr. Wellman, shake hands with F. Canis Minor.
Say hello to Mr. Wellman, F. Canis.
F. Canis Minor? I don't understand any of this. I know there's got to be an explanation, and I know it's going to be horrible.
Startling, but not horrible, Mr. Wellman. You see, quite simply, as an object lesson to the college that smaller classes are required, some students registered Fritz under the name of F. Canis Minor.
You mean this dog? I was about to make this dog the student of the month. Somebody's going to be expelled for this.
Oh, no, we'd look very foolish doing anything like that.
But Dr. Hall, the press, the dog, the publicity, we'll be ruined. What are we going to do?
Go through with it.
Go through with it?
Of course. You take credit for it. It was your idea to show the Board of Governors the need to expand the teacher's program. You enrolled our little Fritz. Now, this could be a bigger story than you think. Newspapers, magazines, perhaps even television. Can't you just see it? The brilliant, far-seeing executive with a sense of humor.
And little Fritz, how can it miss?
It can't miss.
It can miss. This is the student of the month.
Well, sure, he won the prize, and it was all your idea. Oh, I think it's sure genius.
You really think so?
Yes, and they're waiting for you outside the press, Mr. Wellman.
And think what this publicity will mean to Ivy in terms of money.
You know, Ivy's getting to like this idea. And as you say, I should take credit for it. Thank you, Dr. Hall. Thank you.
Not at all. Not at all. Just remember me at bonus time. The word was bonus.
I probably would have thought of it anyway. Yes, I'm sure I would have. Now, you let me do the barking. I mean, the talking. It's a long story, ladies and gentlemen. A very long story. Once upon a time... No, it all started a while back.
You know, Johnny, I just had a flash of Fritz and Mr. Wellman on the cover of Time magazine.
I can see it, too, and the caption. F. Janice Minor and friend, reading, of course, from left to right.
In a moment, we'll return to the Halls of Ivy.
William, I'm going to Watson Mill very shortly for the next few days.
Oh, from whom are you expecting a communication, my love?
Humane Society, Jane. F. Janice Minor is studying too hard.
Oh, I don't think he'll complain. He's now an object almost of veneration on the campus. He gets more credit for less work done than any student enrolled.
Yes, but he's going to get fat and spoiled with all this extra attention and handouts he's getting. And then when he comes to graduate, I suppose he never will graduate, will he? He'll just be a perpetual student.
And long may he wear. Having provided the object lesson, he'll go down in history among other famous animals. Napoleon's horse, Paul Bunyan's blue-eyed ox. Also, the sled dog who holds the theorem to Nome.
And don't forget the brown cow, actors are always howling about.
Yes, it'd be difficult to say which contributed the most to man's welfare. But we must keep an open mind. As Douglas Jerrold said, dogmatism is puppyism. Come to full growth, and we wouldn't want that, would we?
Well, it's a fine time to ask. We've had it.